But here's the thing, Russell. It's so remarkably beyond all of that that I can't believe that embarrassment or even, I don't know, fright, fear, any of those things would keep the agencies that need the kind of information you could supply from utilizing you and people like you.
Well, there's two different sources of interference with our pursuing psychic ability. One is the people from the French Revolution and the Enlightenment, who are represented by modern physics and the New York Times, who would rather be wrong than be silly. As long as they have company, as long as the establishment says there's no psychic ability, they will go along with that idea rather than break new ground and be laughed at. The New York Times is protecting us from superstition and silly ideas and crackpots, and the good gray Times is out there defending us. So as far as the Times is concerned, there is no ESP. The scientific community, represented by our good buddy Michio Kaku, for example, says there's no psychic ability. Modern science understands everything in the physical universe, he says, and will soon have an equation less than an inch long to describe everything.
That's right.
And there is no ESP. So he is also trying to defend, he's basically trying to save physics from us, from you and me.
Well, I've been urging Dr. Kaku to look into the Princeton stuff, for example, and remote viewing, and he's promised me he would. There's enough here so that even Dr. Kaku, who is a scientist above all, I hope and I'm sure, would look at the numbers and couldn't deny something worth investigating.
The data is overwhelming. When the CIA says describe the site and the man draws an eight-wheel crane and a gantry, or he describes an atomic bomb test that failed, as we did with China, or we describe the location of Patricia Hearst's car, there's just so many events. And in the book that I've written, especially in Mind Reach, which was the one we just brought back that I'm talking about, we have a multitude of pictures where I get to hide at the Superdome and a person draws the Superdome. The next day I hide at Grant's tomb and he draws Grant's tomb. So you can't say that it's his lucky day. Now, the other interesting group of people who are worried about psychic functioning are not the materialists, but the American fundamentalists who say, yes, there is psychic functioning, but it's from the devil.
Yes, I know.
And we had those at the CIA also.
I know. Listen, I definitely don't underestimate the number of fundamentalists in America. I very well know how many there are, and there are many, Russell. I get zillions of email from fundamentalists, and that's exactly what they believe, and that's a very, very strong force in America right now. Politically, it's a gigantic force.
That was very amazing for us. At the CIA, we were doing good work. They'd even hired Pat Price away from us to work for the CIA, and at that time, there were still people within the CIA said there couldn't be anything like that, it doesn't make any sense, and other people saying, yes, we know this is ESP, but it's satanic, so we shouldn't be doing it.
Uh-huh.
It's really hard for a physicist to know what to do, caught between those powerful forces.
So
what we do is we teach everybody we can find how to do this, and eventually, with 365,000 remote viewing sites, we will simply overwhelm the naysayers because they'll look around and discover that everybody is around them is psychic, making use of remote viewing, except them.
But the thing is, most scientists don't believe in God. And so if they don't believe in God, they don't believe in an entity that would be creating evil. I mean, I have asked scientist after scientist, the real McCoy, that come on my program and press to the wall, they'll tell you, no, I don't believe in God. And so you would think that the scientific community would sort of generally look at this somewhat neutrally, wouldn't they?
You would hope so. Researchers don't believe in ESP. They see it and they experience it. It's not. I don't believe in ESP any more than I believe in lasers. I know how to manifest it. We once had a very famous, I was going to say a Nobel Prize. He should be a Nobel Prize. But a famous scientist came to our lab and was part of SRI's oversight committee. He said, show me something psychic. And the way I always did that is that I would help him get in touch with his own psychic abilities by having him describe where somebody else had gone to hide. And, of course, I wouldn't know where the other people went to hide. This is the kind of psychic hide-and-go-seek that we did for two decades at SRI. So this fellow, I finally explained to him in his shock condition that he was going to be the psychic. And I said, now close your eyes and tell me what you experienced with your eyes shut with regard to where they're hiding. And he said, well, what do you think? When I close my eyes, it's dark. I don't see anything. So I persuaded him to imagine that he saw something. And he said, well, I can imagine that I see a duck. It reminds me of my mother's farm back in Israel. And that's all I get. I don't get anything else. It's dark when I close my eyes. And then our lab director and Hal came back from their hiding place, which in this case was the duck pond. So we took him out, showed him the traveling orders, and the duck was still sitting on the road for him to see.
Yes.
So if I can just get the person to suspend their disbelief,
right,
it's very easy to manifest psychic abilities, which is why you've got all these hundreds of thousands of sites, because people are catching on that this ability is available.